Dialogue 2. Puyi the tailor appears before the Empress.
Empress, it is an honor to meet you. I am your humble servant. My name is...
Puyi.
Oh, that's right, Your Majesty. My name is Puyi, and I am...
A tailor, or so I've been told. Your fame precedes you. Everyone talks about you. It seems that you are well known throughout China.
I don't know about that, Your Majesty. No doubt you, as Empress, are the most well-known throughout China.
Well said, tailor. I, Kumiko, belong to the Ming Dynasty. My family is represented by the symbol of the Red Dragon.
A beautiful symbol.
Do you know what it represents?
Oh, well, I'm sure all of China knows, Your Majesty. The Red Dragon symbolizes supreme spiritual power, earthly and celestial knowledge and strength. That's why it is such a good symbol. Because it provides health and good luck. And also, that particular dragon lives in water.
Very good, Puyi. The Red Dragon is a mythological animal that is made up of 9 different animals. Lobster eyes.
Deer's antlers.
Camel's nose.
Dog's ears.
Fish whiskers.
Lion's mane.
Snake's tail.
Fish scales.
And the claws of an eagle. Do you know why I have called you here, Puyi?
No. Tell me, Your Majesty.
I have been told that you are an exceptional tailor, the best in China.
You are too kind, Your Majesty, but I think people exaggerate.
Is it true that you have created clothes for the most important families in China?
Well, I made a spectacular kimono for a beautiful Chinese woman, yes, and some hakana pants for a brave warrior, even a junhito composed of 12 layers for a...
And I am sure they were all wonderful, I suppose. So, I want you to do something for me.
Your wish is my command, my Empress.
I want you to make me the best dress of all time, the most beautiful, the most elegant.
I understand, Your Majesty.
You will combine yellow, typical of emperors, blue of the heavens, and fire red, the color of good luck and fortune.
As you wish, Empress Kumiko of the Ming Dynasty, Empress of all China.